But let's go to our next guest. I'm looking forward to this chat. Nord Royalty, and he is his family. Now a Collingwood recruit. It's James Aish. He's on the line. Jimmy, congratulations. You got your club of your choice, Collingwood.
Hey, guys. Thanks for that. Yeah, we got there just in the end.
Oh, gee, they made you sweat for it, Jimmy.
Yeah, they did. I always knew that was probably going to be the case. And, yeah, Brisbane had to do what was the best for themselves and the club, which is definitely the way it should be. So I'm thankful it worked out for me, and hopefully Collingwood and Brisbane are happy as well.
Did it ever look like you might be headed to maybe North Melbourne? They look like the other suitor that was in the equation.
Yeah, they came on pretty late in the piece. So I'd already, committed to Collingwood. So I wanted to see that out and try and do everything I could to get that deal done. So, I'm really happy that it's worked out.
Why Collingwood, James?
I was just really impressed, when I met with Bucks, the way, the vision he had for myself and for the team. It's a really young team and pretty talented, and to go along with, Treloar and Jeremy Howe as well, that's some pretty handy recruits. I'm hopeful that there will be some success along the way, and I'm just really excited by that.
We have Lee Matthews on as a regular. Three Wednesdays ago, he said, basically in real terse terms, you ain't going anywhere, you'll walk you through the draft, we're not trading you. How worried were you, and how tough was that period for you, Jimmy?
Yeah, it was really hard, to be honest. The last couple of months even was pretty hard to come to an actual decision, and to tell a lot of good mates in Brisbane that I was going to leave was really tough. Knowing what Lee said, I knew that probably a week beforehand as well. I knew it would be a pretty tough situation. So after talking to my management, we just decided to go for it, and there was a bit of hope that it would work out, but... I always wanted Brisbane, to get compensation if I decided to leave as well. Mm. So I'm happy that that worked out, even though it was tough to do.
My big question is why? Why you left, Redden left? Why are you leaving? Why did you want to leave? What was the main reason?
I can't speak for myself, but I just saw it was more the opportunity presented by Collingwood. And I just thought that my best football and development as a player in person would be there. So it's nothing against Brisbane, but it was just more a case of taking the opportunity when it came along.
Did you ever entertain the thought of coming back home to South Australia?
Yeah, I did. It was a tough one as well to have that one come up as well. But I just after talking to family and friends and all the people I trust, I just decided that at this point in time, going to Melbourne and playing for Collingwood would be a massive challenge, but something to bring me new experiences and hopefully just learn and enjoy my football and enjoy living that life as well.
You mentioned it a little bit earlier that you spoke to Nathan Buckley, and it's interesting because both Jeremy Howe and Treloar, all the people that have spoken to him, he must be really impressive because they've all walked away really clear in what the vision they have. In general terms, can you talk a little bit about what he said and where he sees you playing and how he sees you playing?
Yeah, what I took away from him was he just seemed to have a really good balance between pushing you to get the best out of yourself, also caring for you, as a player and person, giving you that support as well, which was, quite appealing. But he also made it quite clear to me, especially that I'm a young player and I've got a lot of work to do to, become a proper AFL player and gain my spot. But he sort of backed me in and gave me the confidence that if I put in the hard work, he'd be supporting me, and hopefully I can reach what we all want me to. So, I just kind of found that balance that he gave was really impressive, and I respect him a lot as a player and from what I've seen from his coaching, so I'm looking forward to working with him.
Keith Thomas, KT, is a family friend. He wasn't sniffing around, was he? There was no chance he ended up at Port, was there, James Aish?
I don't think he was sniffing around too much,
Okay. And your grandfather, a great Nord man, Pete, I don't reckon he'd ever think he'd see a day where an Aish would be in black and white. You do know their colours are black and white and they are magpies, James.
I do know that now, yes.
What did Grandpa say?
Yeah, well, it's a bit of a shock to the whole family, to be honest. But oh yeah, my family's awesome. They were.
Oh, I know.
They'll support me with whatever. And to be honest, I think they all are stressing a little bit, so they're just happy that it's worked out well for me. And I guess they're going to have to put on the black and white scarf one day.
I'm sure they will. Hey, you had a terrific first year of AFL, 21 senior games. I had a look at it all. Sixth for total disposal, so you can get it. There's no question. Fourth in the NAB Rising Star. You finished in the top 10 of the club, BNF. Your second year, only 11 games. So what? Why? I know you got injured. You had an injury, but when people talk about second year blues, I don't subscribe to that. What was the difference between the 2 years for you, James?
I did miss, I missed 10 games through injury, two pretty unlucky ones. Yeah. I broke my jaw and then ruptured a tendon in my finger. So that was really disappointing. And then also, I played a lot of my football in the back line as sort of a half back, which was something different. So I guess I wasn't getting a lot of the ball or standing out, but I was just learning a different side of the game. Overall, it was an interesting year. I was a bit disappointed. Just not being able to, back up my first year as well as I would have liked or even improved. But I still can take a lot away from the year, and I still got to work with Simon Black and Shane White and these sort of blokes a lot to just improve little things in my game. So I don't look at it as a complete, failure, but there's lots of things to work on, and hopefully I can improve next year and in the future.
We'll see. You said it was a really tough decision, and deciding whether to stay at Brisbane or look elsewhere. When you look at Collingwood and they have the unbelievable facilities that they have, and you look at Brisbane, and we know they're not anywhere near that level. When you talk about wanting to develop as best you can, is that a consideration that is something you think about as well? The how much better it is in Melbourne and at Collingwood.
Well, that wasn't, any part of the actual thought process. You could say it's a bonus, but hopefully Brisbane, I know they're working pretty hard to get a new facility, so hopefully they can get that done. It was just the other factors which ultimately gave me the decision to go. Yeah. I'd say it's a bonus without being the major decision.
Jimmy, all the best, mate. You're a ripping lad. You're a great talent. You will do super well, whatever you put your mind to. We do know that. Can I just give you one word of advice?
Go for it.
Jimmy, no sleeve tattoos. Please. Aishi,
yeah,
please.
I'll try my best.
No, come on. I mean, they're prolific down there, Bix, aren't they?
Well, you've got
about 11
Dane
I've counted
Swan,
with
Jamie
sleeves.
Elliott. You've got the big fella in the forward line from Sydney, Jesse White. Mm. So they're going to go after you, I reckon, James. They're going to try and...
No sleeves.
Colour you in, but we'll see how you go. We'll watch with very keen interest.
Thanks a lot for that.
Hunt the cod, James. Good man. James Aish there. Nord royalty, absolutely. I reckon his grandfather would have been shocked when he picked the black and white. But you know what? You back your sons in. You back your grandkids in. You back your family in. And that's what he's done. It would have been a tough year for James to have to do that as such a young fella. He had a great manager behind him, got a great family behind him. He will play ripping footy for that club. Mm.